Blog Talk Radio.
Killing us one by one. In one way or another, America will find a way to eliminate the problem one by one. The problem is the troublesome black youth of the ghetto. And one by one, we are being wiped off the face of this earth at an extremely alarming rate. And even more alarming is the fact that we are not fighting back. Brothers, sisters, niggas. When I say nigga, it is not the nigga that we've grown to fear. It is not the nigga that we say as if it has no meaning, but to me, it means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished, nigga. Niggas, what are we going to do? Walk blind into a lie or fight? Fight and die if we must. Die like niggas. This is for the masses, the lower classes. Once you left out, jobs were given better living, but we were capped out. Made to feel inferior, but we're superior. Break the chains on our brains that made us fear. Pledge allegiance to a flag that neglects us. Honor a man that refused to respect us. Emancipation proclamation, please. Lincoln just said that to save the nation. These are lies that we all accepted. Say no to drugs, but the government kept it. Running through our community, killing the unity. The war on drugs is a war on you and me. And yet, they say this is the home of the free. You ask me, it's all about hypocrisy. The Constitution, no, it don't apply to me. And Lady Liberty, super bitch, lie to me. Make me strong, I know it's gonna like what I'm pumping, but it's wrong. She keeps someone from learning something, so get up. It's time to start nation building, I'm fed up. We gotta start teaching children that they can be all that they want to be. It's much more to life than just poverty. This is definitely, words of wisdom.
America, 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 America. I charge you with the crime of rape, murder, and assault for suppressing and punishing my people. I charge you with robbery for robbing me of my history. I charge you with false imprisonment for keeping me trapped in the project. And the jury finds you guilty on all accounts. And you are to serve the consequences for your evil schemes. Prosecutor, do you have any more evidence? Words of wisdom, based upon the strength of a nation. Conquer the enemy armed with education. Protect yourself, reach for what you wanna do. Know thyself, teach by what we've been through. Armed with the knowledge of the place we've been. No one will ever oppress this race again. No Malcolm X in my history text, why's that? Cause he tried to educate and liberate all blacks. Why is Martin Luther King in my book each week? He told blacks that they get smacked, turned the other cheek. I don't get it, so many questions run through my mind. I get sweaty, they act like I sequestered the crime. But forget it, cause one day I'ma prove the rhyme. Let every brother have to smother on the welfare line. The American dream, though it seems like it's attainable. They're pulling your sleeve, don't believe cause it'll strike you. Pulling the life from your brain, I can't explain. Make it so you can't attain from what you came. You sweat to the mother that you're living. Inequality, forgetting your brothers that's living. Inequality, but they had a beating when they took out kids. But the battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. The battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom.
Nightmare, that's what I am. America's nightmare. I am what you made me. The hate and the evil that you gave me. I shine as a reminder of what you've done to my people for 400 plus years. You should be scared. You should be running. You should be trying to silence me. Huh? But you cannot escape fate. For it is my turn to come. Just as you rose, you will fall. By my hand. America. You reap what you sow. Apocalypse. America's nightmare. Ice Cube from the lynch mob. America's nightmare. Above the law. America's nightmare. Past. America's nightmare. Public enemy. America's nightmare. KRS-One. America's nightmare. New African Panther. America's nightmare. Tulu Shakur. America's nightmare. Geronimo Pratt. America's nightmare. Sada Shakur. America's nightmare.
What's going down? What's going down? What's going down? What's going down?
Southern Root Radio. For y'all that don't know, check the logo. It is what it is. For anybody out there who want to call in, if you're planning on calling in, let me pull this information out of the way. If you're planning on calling in, we're holding off on the calls right now because we're trying to get this thing addressed as far as information that's being seen visually on Facebook. And I know some people was questioning me why I want to do a video like this, referring to this. But before I go into the information of the topic of all that, I got a co-host and a special guest here next to me, a man all the way from the slum coming up up out of the rum. It is what it is, but, you know, he handles things how he need to handle. That's the master builder.
Yo, yo, yo. Good afternoon, everyone. Peace, love to all the blacks out there. Glad to be here today. Let's get to this critical information that needs to be addressed.
Indeed, indeed. To anybody out there that struggles, you know, maintain, hold your own, et cetera, you know, just don't get let the pressure get to you like that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
All day. You could never know. You never know who will come from left field and want to, you know, give you some support, man. I wanted to break off into the topic of the feminist group. I had said I was going to bring this up around 2. I felt a little behind schedule. I had to go handle some things at the home fort. But nonetheless, here I am, and no, I ain't running. First thing first, I'm going to post up some of the imagery, you know. When you see a feminist group out there, and especially when they have women from, now mind you, women liberation, you see, to where now they went to Women's Day, you see, now we at Women's Month.
Yeah.
So we plan to go on Women's Year? Is that how that's going to go? It's supposed to be a black hole? Well, I know what you want to say, and I know what they're going to try to revert to as far as the weapon. Well, you just mad, or you mad, or you men just mad. Well, sorry. If that's the weapon you're going to bring today, you already lost. Because that's not what I'm going to talk about. I'm not here to bring you woman versus man. I'm sitting here showing you how that I don't care. That me, myself, or not. Oh, I'm going to be feminist and then bringing a whole bunch of females to flock up under me and X, Y, Z. I'm going to show you something, man. And y'all got some serious explaining to do, you know. All these organizations, I don't care what you are. You know, you could be a liberal group, however to whatever, you know. Only ones I know clean across the board that I can't even approach with this is Black Panther sister. I can't approach them with this. You understand? I can't approach a sister, even though I don't care for the church like that. You got some sisters out there, they'll dedicate their time to cooking for the neighborhood, cooking for the poor. I see you out there, and I know you're out there. Yeah, all that. You know, and I may not be on the same page, but you on the same page, but rest assured, you know, a brother see what's going on, and you know, if anything were to try to even attempt to happen to you, you already know somebody going to intervene then. But y'all for women only. The group, you guys, stop hiding behind the rest of the females. We're talking about you. You guys. You in the secret society group. You who contracted Kaya Mess because you want to be the million-dollar mom at home or the lady who at home who Queen Sheba. It's Temptology. All this Temptology. We're going to test y'all today. We're going to test you with this feminist stuff. And it is stuff because once I bring out this information, you know, you have to question where you at with all the stuff I dropped. How come you ain't dropped? I mean, I could go to plenty of y'all stuff on Facebook right now and oh, you got this. Oh, I do accessories now. come by this from you. You turn the world into junk, man. Oh, I'm into, you know, black magic. Oh, I'm into the Eureka. Man, you need stuff from the earth to make that thing go.
And that doesn't contribute to society and life in a good or a positive way.
It sure enough don't contribute to, matter of fact, for y'all into the black magic, ask yourself what Africa doing to them people who snatching and kidnapping them babies for them kind of purposes. Man, they burning, killing people, jungle justice. So I'm lost on how y'all in Nigeria with, you know, the Orishas, or you in the Congo with the Orishas, but you got no sculpture of them. You got no missionary blocks of it. I'm getting a little off track, but I'm going to get back onto the point of the feminist. But that's just to park y'all to show that y'all information ain't nowhere found in the ancient world, straight up. Got some get high on that opium garbage that came up out of South Asia. You know you did because you dressed like a midway. Go find yourself on the slick road, you know what I mean? Go on, hop on where all the silk is. All the silk road right over there with the slick hair people. You going to have fun with that. We ain't mad at you. We know your nature. Now, what is here? Okay, here you go. We'll go over right here. Okay, National Organization for Women. You call that NAM. Okay, NAM. Okay, we'll pull up some other. Oh, stronger together. Y'all stronger together. Okay, you stronger together. All right, all this, you know, unity. But watch how selective it gets when we break into these stories, okay? In the first stories, we're going to break into. All right, you can be all united in the 60s with it. You can be, ooh, my sisters, and forget you males. Look here. I ain't worried about the dykes. Y'all can take a hike. I can care less for that. Y'all don't do nothing but sit here and mooch off people. I can care less for y'all guppies. I'm talking about the ones that sit here and ain't y'all just suck them in that world. They still got a choice. Y'all ain't care about your choice. But this even to wake y'all up too. Let's get into these mothers who kill their daughters. So you expecting a male versus female situation going on, but I don't see y'all talking about this. But y'all, the sisterhood, ooh, y'all, the feminists, ooh, y'all values are high enough to forget about what's happening at the bottom to these little girls. Let me help you out. Texas mom killed 2-year-old daughter. And guess what she did? She disguised a life doll. She disguised a life doll. You understand where I'm coming from? And dressed it up like that was her child. In other words, when you get out of the car, you're going to snatch up this doll, put the doll on your shoulder, make it seem like the doll sleep, X and Y, Z, and then you know, what does that feel? What is it? Where's all the hot? I mean, where y'all at for this story? They're going to get deep and ugly. You want to turn the page, fine. By all means, go.
So, but don't all women back? Or is it just a certain mindset of women that are capable of doing this? And, you know, I guess if it's like rich or poor, if you don't fall into our class of how we swing, then even though you are a woman, we can't cater to you because you're too far down.
Far down. Beneath the standard.
Beneath the standard.
Because your standards are already high from you wanting a guy up there with you.
That's what I'm gathering from how the movement progressed and started. Because it's like, you know, it's like the mean girl or the most popular girl got all the friends. And
all the fame and popularity.
Yeah. And then, you know, even though you're a girl, and even though you might be even on her level, but you're not popular enough. There's nothing
that
you're not accepted. There's nothing you can actually add unit of movement the way we're moving because you don't have the resources. You don't have the backing for people know you are in the same mindset as well. You're down and out, then you're most likely trying to survive and do the best you can. But But anyway.
I mean, it's sad, but not one of y'all reported this, man. I can go to a lot of y'all feminist page. Y'all don't bring none of this up, and I'm going to bring up. Okay, here it is. Texas woman allegedly pretend her 2-year-old daughter was missing. Okay? Her boyfriend killed the toddler days prior to the reporting of her dismissal. Now, mind you, she's sitting here dressing a little lifelike doll. Now, this is the woman who down for this because why? She wasn't that man for high standards. Or she lowered herself. No, but y'all ain't talking about it.
You're one of your own sisters. She's a woman. She's a female.
She's a feminist. She ain't a man. She ain't rocking the beard. Not long enough yet. But long story short, she ain't doing none of that. My point is, where y'all at with this kind of information of this woman? Why y'all ain't giving no help? Well, look at here.
Model of the game.
And I look at it. This is a prime example. You see this right here? This is what they look at. All these people over here on this side. If you're an athlete, you went to the athletic stuff, UCF. You went to this stuff, Anita Baker. Look at the look they go after. But this girl here going through Kaya stuff, y'all don't bring her up. Y'all bring up this lifestyle here saying, ooh, this is what I want me to go after. Meanwhile, you crap on this over here. You don't bring them up. Let me ask you, how many of y'all bring up Harriet Tubman? Real talk. How many of y'all bring up Harriet Tubman? Can't answer that question. I ain't going to answer that question. Don't answer that question. We ain't done. We is not done. Okay, here we go with another one. 58-year-old woman arrested on Sunday. I ain't going to get a location in connection with the killing of her daughter. More information here, and there's tons of it here that show you these mothers are losing themselves because they're trying to stay young, and that child is slowing them down. Or they'll leave a child with the grandma for the grandma to raise.
Yeah, because they're being bamboozled into looking young, and if you look young, then you feel young. No, I don't think that's how that goes.
You just saw where it just showed up here on the feminist whole entire category. Okay, you start out with a liberation. Then you wanted to get greedy and get a day. Then you got more greedy and got a month. What you trying to say? Everybody else don't count. They ain't the way the planet works. And natural selection going to sit here and get somebody to bump you right on your ass. Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who you are, if you are Spanish, Latino person, or if you got Spanish, Latino friends, whoop they do. I don't care who your friends look like. At the end of the damn day, y'all need to case rah with all that greediness. You're just being greedy, you're being lazy, and you're being cowards. But you show ain't talking about none of these girls who getting killed by their own mom. They sit here and stay young and fit and support y'all campaign of feminists.
The 50 is the new 40. And the 40 to 20, y'all bring people's minds to thinking that, you know, they can be young forever if they spend tons and tons of money on makeup and body augmentation and so on.
Well, see, look at a prime example here, King. Look at the advertisement that come out. Here you got a sister. She, suave down with it. But look what's being advertised here. Do we not know that this gold comes from out of Africa? Do we not know that the diamonds come from out of Africa? Do we not care? No, we don't. Why? Because we want to stay young, look pretty. That's what the me, my stuff, and I about. Now, this lady here, as you can see with the report, it says what? Brazilian mom reportedly killed daughter by gouging out eyes and eating tongue. Them eyes ain't there no more. Them eyes ain't there no more. That smile right here, what she got, you don't see it over here, do you? Her eyes all bright and pretty, you don't see it there, do you? You see? But why she wearing braces? Because she's trying to fit in at a young age.
And you see, think about it. She gouged out her daughter's eyes and ate her tongue. To me, that sounds like some kind of ritual stuff. I mean, Her daughter's beautiful. You know, I'm sure she was a great joy to have around. This woman gouged her eyes out. That's windows to your soul. And then ate her tongue. What was the rage? Because that is rage. That is not, that's not even a regular killing. That's rage. That's jealousy. That's envy. She gouged out her daughter's eyes and ate her tongue.
The grandfather, he came and found in a daze as the lifeless girl lay beside.
Oh, that's a voodoo stuff.
Feminist, where y'all at with this? Where y'all at with this? You know, y'all care about females? Speak on it. Y'all only do that to sit here and fabricate stuff against them. Here. Otherwise, you'd have brought this up before I did. How you know somebody else did? How come you ain't posting? Huh?
Period. No life wanted at all.
Well, her life don't matter as a girl. Her life don't count. But, you know, y'all thought it was going to be a man versus a woman kind of thing. Y'all had y'all ammo ready for
it. It didn't fit the process. It didn't fit what they want, how they do it.
To occur right in their game. To occur right in. You're expecting somebody to sit here and say, well, he's going to sit here and say this about women all day. No. Where y'all at for looking out for your sister, man, with your movement?
She's a woman. She's a female.
She a woman? Yeah. Say it again, dog.
The woman. She's a female. People of this color versus this many people of that color for the month. But they all have to meet the criteria, not the rest.
Said the mother attacked the girl with a pair of scissors. Okay, somebody blocking the thing here. Okay, we back. Yeah. This thing, man, they said the girl got attacked with a pair of scissors. A pair? Gee whiz, you need to use both ends of slice and dice this girl up. She's a little kid while she was still alive. Oh, mother. She fully denied gouging out her eyes. Well, how the eyes get out? Eyes missing. Who else there with you?
How can you lie about something like that? I mean, so obviously, even doing the questioning, she had no remorse. Period.
And they also found her with the top tongue in her own mouth. What you doing with your kid's tongue in your mouth?
Bit off the baby tongue. What kind of crap owner is that, man?
Wow.
Where is the support? Where is the big organization that has literally tens of millions of women engulfed in unity? But then, if you look, these women aren't for that kind of woman.
No.
I mean, they're clearly different women. You can see they're not for that kind of woman.
No, and you wonder why, you know, people get hot with y'all when y'all come with that one-dimensional talk, and it is one-dimensional. It ain't universal. Because why? You're not even being universal to the own people in your group. That goes for you, too, rainbow guppies. That goes for you, too. You have daughters as well, rainbow guppies. You only doing this for a fashion show, period. Y'all only do this just to sit here and get attention and fashion, X, Y, Z. Meanwhile, little girl dead, tongue bit off, eyes gouged out. Have fun with that Pop-Tart. Okay, we're going to move on. That's just sad, yo.
It's deplorable. It's heartbreaking. And I can't believe that the mother stood there and lied about the whole thing. Literally, no remorse. No breaking down. No nothing. Like
she felt that child was holding her back. She felt that child was holding her back. That's the only way I see it. Other than that, you wouldn't be caring about outside distractions and something trying to suck you in to fit in. You'd be saying, the heck with that. I'm going to go ahead and take care of my own, you know, and ain't got to worry about distractions. Grow things in my own style. No problem. Man, it gets ugly. Because we're going to show that how bad y'all want to win on somebody. How bad y'all done turned this competition thing, and there's supposed to be nowhere, nothing like this. Everything's supposed to be transitional, but you don't interrupt the transition because why? You want everything to stop for your own delight so you can win. What you supposed to be winning? Everybody supposed to come kiss your feet?
And who are you fighting against?
Here's another one. And see, this is one where a mother died protecting daughter from a hitman allegedly hired by her brother. Own brother. I'm like, where y'all at with these stories?
You can't even make this stuff up, can you? Can this stuff be made up?
Well, I'm not in Louisiana, and this report came straight from out of Louisiana, man. Anyway, I wouldn't even want to give the information up even on that, but, I mean, you can easily go on top of a lot of these instances where these mothers are killing these babies. And then you got mothers who are killing their grandma.
For the sake of beauty.
All to stay young. All to get stay in a world that they don't even belong in. Your mind messed up because why? Father Time is knocking on your pretty face door. That's who's going to whoop you behind. A man ain't really got to hit you and beat you up like that. He shouldn't have to. Time can beat you up. So keep thinking that, you know, you're supposed to be a top dog. People come to you. Look Kim. What time did to her? How that's working for? It worked out fine for her back then in the early 90s, huh? It worked out fine for her, didn't it? How's she looking now?
And all the surgeries and cuts here and snips there and tuck there and snatch there. Man, she looking like, oh, my God. Like, huh? Who is this? What is that?
Well overdue.
Is it fermented really well? Get it out of you.
Well overdue, but, you know, this is another situation here. The mother died protecting the daughter from a hitman allegedly hired by her brother. What did the mother do to this boy to make him go like this?
That's his family so terrible, like that.
I mean, everything like a two-way street. We saying it on either or side. Maybe she did something to him, or like you said, maybe he was being heartless and didn't care for neither one of them.
Let's see, what does it read?
Well, initially, and here's how I get started. The man hired two hitmen to kill his niece to stop her from testifying in a rape trial. That's how I started. Yes. Instead, the girl mother was shot dead after she pretended to be her daughter.
And this is family?
It's family. But the mom knew something was up. So the mom went ahead and disguised herself as the daughter. And I guess she must have died of hell, however. But, you know, long story short, he paid somebody to kill his own sister based off this rape trial that was going on. I guess she was supposed to testify to identify her brother being a part of one of the parties in this rape trial.
I mean, I have no disrespect, but mom went through, I want to say she went through a lot to say, dang, like, as far as transitioning, but, like, why couldn't you just get the hell out of Dodge? Why are you going to set yourself up like that?
You know, when you got a lot of stuff going into play,
you know, I'm just asking
you. Right, but yeah. It's easy for us to ask that question. That is an important question.
Yeah, like, why couldn't she have just, like, left her and her daughter just...
That's for someone who easily don't have nothing to slow them down.
Exactly.
But obviously, somebody was trailing. Obviously, there's more than one party who's supposed to do the hit.
Yeah. Because
it said two hitmen.
Oh, man. So.
Yeah. Oh, man. He been charged.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, he's been charged with really all of them. Two counts of first-degree murder, and each being held on a $2 million bond. Well, I mean, I again, these are stories that ain't getting to the feminist group, but y'all got this right here going on. We can come out and party. We can come out and, woo, I'm going to pump my fist for the sisters.
Hug and kumbaya one another and clean pop for each other.
And yeah, she mixed, but she rainbow down with it. You see that? Look at that. That's a shame. We could be all this here parade down like what are these, Native Indian people? Look like it.
Look, probably fake, just got on costume.
However, to whatever. But my point is, y'all want to do it. Y'all love celebrate. This party, club it. How all that's working for you right now? Here's another one involving these girls here right on their belly. Someone got some beer bellies, too. But I'm going to leave that alone. Addition to that, here goes some of the sisters here. We feel important. We're more important than everybody. What do you mean you more important? How you important? These people who we just got from this name, and as far as the way they died, they wasn't important?
Anything to anybody else or even to themselves? I'm sure they did for them to go through that.
Okay, here goes another one. This for y'all out there with the old reach. This for you high standards, guppies, who want to act cuckoo crazy, okay? A couple kills daughter. Mother claimed she is Shiva. Her body gave birth. I'm going to leave it alone.
Give birth to?
Corona.
Are you serious? And Shiva.
As far as the coronavirus, that's what it says right here. Somebody is where coronavirus originated from.
Wait a minute. Wait. Shiva, isn't Shiva that the goddess of death or something like that?
The deity that was in
India.
Yeah,
the deity. Right. Yeah, with the swords, all the hands or something like that. And then she said her body gave birth to corona. Are these people on drugs? Are they suffering from addiction, or is it real delusion, being delusional? Is it hypnotic delusion, you know?
I think it's something that's a combination of things. Your environment, when it contaminated, that's one. Two, when you around narcotics, that's another. And three, when none of the people, as far as the species of the sisters, as far as the sisters who deal with feminist groups, ain't talking about it. How the girl going to get some help? I know you can't save everybody. You selfish. I got it. You done told on yourself.
I defend you. Say something.
Mm-mm-mm. The woman held along with her husband for killing their two daughters over a super...
Folktale. The Boogie Boogie. Folktale. Fiction. Superstition. Fiction.
Refused to be tested for a novel coronavirus, claiming that she was Shiva and that her body, that it was her body that gave birth to coronavirus. Well, you know, these people should be knocking out Asian people. I just go right over there and have a ball with these people. But y'all giving them the pass. You going right to the liquor store and getting there looking, hey, Habib. Yeah. Looking out for Habib. But either way, this goes to show you that y'all not digging into these sisters. I thought he was going to, this ain't no tit for tat. Why would I war against you? You always looking for chaotic war. Go find somebody else going to fight. Fight a war. Show me your army. You ain't got none. You just got mouth. Police still investigating death of a mother and her two daughters. Now, if you want to get a little technical with it, that's just for something on a international pool. Okay? Now, let's put some of the sisters in the hood or however, when I put the word black mother kills daughter. And let's see what comes up with this. And let's see what really comes up with. Matter of fact, one just happened last year in Chicago, September 29th. Mother charged after 5-year-old daughter stabbed. It's in Chicago. Why y'all ain't dealing with this system, man? Feminist groups. Y'all got all this jelly roll talk. You got all this high standard, high value, high this and that. It works fine for you, but it ain't working for her.
She's on that.
Why you think that girl killed her daughter? Because that daughter was dead damn weight. Y'all been teaching these females that hate the men. What? It's just like rap music. You know, somebody hears some opposite of the norm from the house or the neighborhood, they got to adapt to it. Same thing with her. These sisters getting locked up because why? Y'all running y'all mouth on the high standard, high this. I understand, but y'all act like them high standard niggas out there in the world. Who you think whatever supposed to be Prince Charming? Y'all, they ain't got no AIDS or no hepatitis or anything like that. You just roaming free in their world for real, unprotected, because of a high person cash flow
and stuff. And they ain't looking to build with you. They're not looking to take you to the promised land. I mean, falling short is one thing, but not knowing where you at and knowing how to deal. That's another thing. You're leaving yourself wide open to all kind of agents. Your body receiving signals, your body receiving, and you're falling off following a hypnotic suggestion from a said group of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sad, man. I mean, this was like only a few months back. I mean, 2021 just hit
the 29th will be 6 months.
Wow. And that's where she at, in the concrete jungle right now. It simply says the Chicago mother is charged with first-degree murder after she stabbed her 5-year-old daughter in the neck
multiple times.
Where y'all sisters at with this, feminist?
And she's 27 years old. Young lady.
Trying to fit in y'all world. Trying to fit in y'all world. Wanting to hate a man. Because she hate what a baby daddy put in her. Whatever abuse he gave her. However he cheated on her. XYZ, whatever she did to piss him off, which she ain't going to take accountable for. It is what it is.
And then it's, yeah, not only set them up like that, but you set them up to make them feel like they're unworthy. And they flash out like, instead of getting help or reaching out to someone or some kind of organization other than y'all who can really give them some kind of real thought process on how to handle and deal with a situation in the way they, she's 27 years old. Her baby was 5. Do the math. She wasn't 5 not too long ago, her damn. Believe it or not.
You ought to be lucky she didn't get the other girl, because there was another sister that was with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was 8 years old, so she witnessed
her own
sister.
Mother killing
her
sister.
Yeah.
Now, guess what's going to happen to that 8-year-old?
Traumatized.
For the rest of her life. Excuse my French. That's freaked up, y'all. Listen, if you don't know what bad decisions do to people who see things, especially when it's done physically to them and the eyes feel it, listen, that 8-year-old daughter is, I'm sorry to say, probably doomed to fail, because there's no way you can live a normal life with that imprinted.
And I'm going to tell you how it happened, too. It's stated here. The sister was allegedly told to leave the room before the mother cut the daughter's neck with the knife. Okay? And she cut her neck with the knife, she cut her neck with the knife under a pillow.
So she couldn't win too.
Like, well, no, she had the pillow, she had the knife. She had the knife underneath the pillow all that time. And she, let me rephrase this. She didn't put the pillow over the child and stab through that way. That would have been real heinous, but the fact that she had the knife underneath the pillow, she'd been contemplating this thing for
a very long time.
Yeah, man.
For a very long time.
And guess what the sister did? The sister watched through a keyhole in the door. What are you females doing to these other sisters out here, man? Y'all got the nerve to sit here and want to throw a tantrum or, oh, you come on my page or my videos, oh, you're going to be blocked. Man, that ain't even your damn page or your video. You'll be lucky hearing my voice.
It sounds like they still want to go out and party. You got children now, free to go and run with these groups of chicken, do what they do, and fly where they fly, and go eat where they eat, and drink what they drink. Them days of partying over, but you kill your own child because you want to be free to go do whatever you want to do.
Or be just like you chick that's out there. It's nice that you, when y'all make these videos of this feminine stuff, it's nice that you got your shape. Or you done lost some of the baby fat. It's nice that you got that. But don't suck these people into that goddamn stupid world. Let me tell you why. Because you ain't going to go and help me, myself, and I, feminist groups. Y'all ain't going to go help this lady. This band of people right here, all y'all in waves. Y'all can sit here and have these nice little cookout events and be on there talking all this. We're making changes. And y'all can sit here and do all this good gaga meeting stuff. Go to meetings, go to afternoon, evening meetings, neighborhood meetings, or come to this women's group meeting. Y'all do all this, paint your face red, or however you want to sit here and get down with the flow.
Y'all what does that mean? Being sick and hand red marks in your face so that you get slapped in the mouth from the regular? What is that? What fight bad breath? What does that mean?
Look at this. It's a chilly Women's Day march. Okay, but that's nice. But what about her?
What about her day? And her 5-year-old and her 8-year-old? Because they both lost, even though one is dead. The other one, the 8-year-old, she lost too.
That girl traumatized.
Done
and,
for.
And she's seeing y'all, these people who go through this, they baby seeing y'all with this parade, like you running around like it's a religion, parading around, dressing and making these weird signs and all this stupid stuff. Go ahead, shut your cooter hole down. We don't care about that, man. These kids looking at the fact that nobody can make people aid, man. Y'all never came to them. But y'all boasting all this. You're boasting it all. You're boasting it all. You are boasting it all. You see, even this here, protect trans lives. You should have never crossed over, man. You wasn't born with it. Stop it. Stop it. Why somebody got to sit here and switch? Because you y'all screwed up in the head. You want some attention another way because somebody ain't giving you attention away. Man, stop. 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 That's why a lot of people ain't crafting. You can pump your fist however you want to pump your fist with your bracelet, with this or with that. How that working for her? Please explain to me, how is that working for this girl here who got to be traumatized and witness her sister screaming because a knife getting, you know, going across her neck. Her sister screaming. Her sister, you know, crying. The metallic knife, all the sharp blade piercing the skin, cutting the bone, cutting all the vertebrae, all that stuff that sends signal to the brain to show that it's in pain. Where y'all at with it, sisters?
Y'all ain't sisters. Y'all ain't this young lady's sister. Y'all ain't the other lady's sister who took her daughter's eyes and chewing on her tongue. Y'all are a selfish group of women who only follow the model that you guys put together. And anything that's below you guys' standards, it doesn't go in the club.
You ain't accepted.
You are not accepted.
You ain't gonna open your mouth and talk about it.
Or you ain't the right set of people. How about that?
Straight up.
How about that?
Look at this here. Human rights are women's rights. Really?
No one ever said a woman wasn't a human.
What?
Hold on. How that mixed up? Where that come from?
That's my thing. Who decided to put it in your head to peel yourself off from the human race and said you've been victimized by the whole human race?
Oh, crap. Bullshit.
You see this right here? This girl here and her mama? Listen to y'all. Got her in there.
And she's never getting out of prison. Ever.
Listen to y'all, but that feminist got her right there with that concrete wall. That's the bricks, baby. She got to get up 3 o'clock in the morning to get breakfast.
Three?
I kid you not.
Lives are lost. Gone. Three. Mother and 2 daughters. In the stroke of a... I don't even want to say it. 3 lives gone just like that. And one of them ain't even get a chance to grow up all the way, much less the other 2, unfortunately.
So the 8-year-old... She traumatized with hearing her sister. She traumatized her mama is doing it. She traumatized she ain't gonna see her mama no more. She traumatized she ain't gonna see her sister no more. And where's daddy in the middle of all?
Oh, I'm almost sure that whatever had not happened, I'm sure, you know, he played a big part in not being there because of the isms and schisms that's formed against him. I mean, his own woman probably kicked him out. You know, they had some real bad differences. Instead of learning how to work it out, instead of learning how to appreciate one another, he was made to probably feel like he was inferior to not even handling the job at home.
Can you mention her dad and, I mean, the kids following this article whatsoever? It just said her grandfather, who was also living in the same apartment, had gone out to get coffee, and the door was locked when he came back home. Wow. When he went to the kitchen door in the back and came into the apartment, the daughter told him her mom killed her little sister. So where y'all at with your stories, baby? Where you at? But y'all fashion, y'all looking pretty. Y'all want to go to the club and get the alcohol and fart your behind off all night.
Yeah,
rubbing on somebody else's back.
Tonight. Yeah, and eat Taco Bell and have dirty sex and do it all over again.
Here y'all go, selfish. Here you go. Don't matter who want to get themselves on this microphone. It is what it is. Here you go. Hop yourself in the microphone, you're going to get dissed by me. Pointing the finger at people, you best point at yourself, because what you really doing, we all wonder, okay? Hide behind whatever you want to hide behind. At the end of the day, it ain't helping this little toddler when trouble comes, okay? Or you can sit here and peel yourself from the human race and say, I'm my own, you know, species, and to forget everyone else in X, Y, Z. So, man, however y'all want to do it, have fun. Have fun. Just know you're doing all this for yourself. You're not doing it as for a collective group of women who are looking out for other sisters who need help. You're not doing it for them. You're doing it for you to feed your pockets, for you to go on vacation, for you to sit here and have somebody paint your toes and everything, or you go to the Asian shop, X, Y, Z. You know it's true. You know it's true. You know it's true. At the end of the day, you know it's true. Okay? I'm not the one around here in the 70s with long hair in glasses, singing Kumbaya, trying to suck more people into all that. Blame that on them because they were part of the program to sit here and break down communities anyway, including their own. I would think that who Vikings had to go and tear it down because why? They had them going through the same type of psychological mindset, putting people in poor areas so they couldn't agriculture. But yet still, they get all the goods. Y'all with the same garbage. Y'all want all the goods, but sit here with this girl, what y'all did for her? What you did for her? You type away. What you did? Nothing. The only thing I do is look and take a hike like y'all normally do. Move on. Move on, move on, move on. But why? Y'all don't do nothing wrong. It's just y'all world count. Let it count. Let it all count. Be as crazy as you want to be with this, okay? Be as crazy as you want to be with it. Knock yourself loose. I'm going to bring up these cases every time. They're going to check y'all with that fashionism that y'all got going on because this is realism. This is fashionism. Y'all don't keep changing. You're going to change from this symbol to this symbol. You understand? You're going to keep morphing it. So what was that, the one you had told me about?
Mm-hmm.
The one where they had the paint on their face.
What is that about?
To that symbol.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, what
is this?
What is that? No more being silent or something? I mean, What women don't want men anymore? Women just want to be around each other so much that they want to march in tens and thousands of in groups and what's going on with this, man?
Man,
what is it?
At the end of the day, I ignore all that. It reminds me of, this whole thing reminds me of when I was a kid. You go in a girl room, and like I never had a sister, but you go in a girl's room as a child. You know, you play with, interact with other kids. You go in a girl's room. She got all her stuff laid out on her shelf. She got her Barbie doll house. She got her teacup house and a teacup table. That's just a little portion of the room. Let's work ourselves on the other side of the room. Let's work at the modern teddy bears on the bed. Let's go and look at the bikes and stuff in the garage. Let's go look at the playground stuff with the sandbox in the backyard. It hardly gets used, I know, but you got it. See, y'all collect stuff like a junk, like a virus. That's bacteria. Somebody done turned y'all real purpose into another purpose. Now, mind you, Peep game, true indeed. You bleed once a month. You bleed once a month based off how you eat and the prototype. You may spot once a month opposed to bleeding. That's on your diet. But with that being said, the fact that you're able to sit here and be on a planet and be the filter for our species so that way we can adapt to a planet. That is highly recommendable and necessary.
And I just want to point out something, you know, for those who are even watching this, because, you know, reading is fundamental. And we understand, you know, women go through abuse and you know, all kind of unnecessary stuff, you know, like really. Don't think this is a heartless thing. But you can't take something that is just as serious as being raped and domestic violence and tied into a day, a month, a year. That should be cared about 24/7. Just as this young lady and these two women who took their children's lives should be sick about, you guys should have attorneys there representing her.
Cough up that cat.
Y'all should have mental health staff working to get her and find out what happened, what's going on.
Cough up that cat.
Because obviously you gals turned her into this.
Cough up that cat.
You know, y'all brought her to the forefront of extinction. Her DNA is wiped out now. leaves no footprint. And I'm so concerned about the 8-year-old, and I'm concerned about the mother as well. Because if you look at her face, you can look at that face and tell that's a face of, I don't know what happened here. What is my purpose in life? What am I here for? I mean, listen, that face ain't even concentrating on her child.
You know something is up.
Something is up. She's gonna get that confused, lost.
Here's another thing too, feminist. The mother's nowhere found in the picture to help her own daughter out.
No family members, and I don't think.
Only the unsold grandfather. That was it.
Anyone else being there to help her?
But y'all can sit here and come at some old feminist is higher standard, man. Y'all full of higher standards. You know what? You lucky in this life. Well, I'll let y'all have a good chance. I already know it's going to have a change in your mind. For the same token, or you're going to get exposed, and I'm going to drill you left on. I'm going to call your fake page, filibuster. You can block me however you want to. I'm going to go to someone else's page who know you and go on that way. Tough. Deal with yourself. Stop being a fucking false pretender. That's all you've been, man. Set up false pretender and a troublemaker. You don't know no other way but that way. And see, one thing I learned about people, especially in school, you have some that like doing literature but hate math, and you have some that like doing math but hate literature. Now we know where y'all stand at, because y'all all about deceit and lies, but y'all want to be cash flowed up but don't know how to do the math on it. So you rather hustle with the language to get over on the math. Sad, man. This girl is going to be... I guarantee you, that 8-year-old girl, anybody take her off, she's going to grab something sharp.
It's over. Because that would probably be of the only way I'm going to get you to do whatever is to end you. I mean, she has a murderous image in her head. And that's never going to go anywhere, ever.
I mean, this poor lady could have, this young lady could easily been something of a high significance in y'all group.
Right now,
but nobody bothers her embrace. I don't even know what that is.
$100 more.
Let me backface out of that. But long story short, that's one story right there of itself. But that's coming from a sister. You see? It gets a little bit more weirder. It gets a little bit more weird. I remember I was reading one about a mother who had paid somebody to kill another cheerleader because her daughter couldn't keep up as far as competition against the girl. This is what these mothers have pushed their children to do. Force them into being something they have no business being. And then when things don't pan out, what do? Oh, you play the little woman role. Your mama nowhere around this group as far as mamas or the feminist stuff. Why? Because they know they were the one who was the one who put you in this spot to begin with.
I mean, look at those mothers, who have children in beauty pageants and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I read pieces where, like, the child literally has no childhood. The child walks around in makeup. Like, how do you put makeup on a little girl appear to be more appealing? You basically,
you
know
what?
Appealing.
Yeah. I am so glad you said that, because one girl page I had went on, And she was doing her little live, whatever. And she got her daughter doing makeup on her daughter. I thanked her so much for being natural. I knew I was gonna get the back talk, and it didn't take long. So she wound up hitting me back up on the reply. Oh, what you mean by that? I'm like,
what do you mean? What I mean by that? It was just what I meant. that was a direct comment. Like, you can't comprehend so much for being natural. Like, are you that stupid? You got that much makeup on the brain?
Let me ask you something. Do y'all have, do your babies come with makeup on them when they come out of you with birth? Do they be mascara down?
Or a night kit or something attached to their wrist, like they like freaking handbags or something. I tell you, some of you women are really, you look at your child like they're accessories.
Yeah.
You treat your child like they're accessories, and if that accessory ain't good enough for you, wonder what happened.
Well, look at here. All right, the imagery that you're looking at, it says the mother claims her 3-year-old daughter died after being placed in a couple's custody. Ooh. Well, the Houston couple has been charged in connection with the beating death of a three-year-old girl. A 3-year-old girl. Where y'all at with it, feminist? What about y'all with this war paint in Chile? Y'all got the war paint on you, but y'all ain't, you know, gone ho for her?
Once again, we know being raped and messed with like that is serious, and we don't go for that kind of thing.
No.
We got to do it. You know? But where do y'all cause come in to have other people causes come into play? And all y'all are saying, y'all all females. Like, how can that not be on the table when these kind of things happen? And you guys are a gigantic lots of money. Did you hear what I said? Lots of money. So why are these people represented? Why don't they have some kind? Why don't you guys? Why aren't you feminists there to represent these people with the status that you have?
A lot of y'all deal with the three groups. You're doctors. You are part of what they call a social worker. You work in cities, counties. Y'all can get
resources to these people. You definitely work in those high places where resources can be gathered by you guys.
Y'all don't pull it up.
I mean, you guys are bankers and all kind of stuff. Like, come on, what does it take for this feminist group to reach out other women that are in your same species, not maybe like you, but in your same species, and say, hey, we gotta help them. They're women too.
Yeah, they sure ain't men.
They sure ain't us. Y'all ain't finna lend not $1 to our asses, would you?
No, we hanging high and dry. We two poles on here. Get away from me. Ew, you're a booger. Got it. I want to dress clean. I really dress the way I dress. Why? Because I don't need y'all coming around me pretending. Pretending. Fake. Fake. But it's sad, you know, here you have this gentleman. I'm not going to mention his name, and also this female. I'm not going to mention her name. But what I am going to mention, the fact that he is 53 and the girl is 36. See that?
Trying to please him.
Trying to stay young. Oh, he can give me a baby. We can start all over with a whole new family. Forget my 3-year-old I just had from this one dude. I ain't like him anyway. The baby remind me of him. We've seen this before during the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When crack came out, we've seen this before during the 80s.
What a terrible era.
It was very, very terrible. A lot of females. I used to see them beat the hell down.
I'm talking about no police help, no feminist help. I mean, yeah.
There was a few of them out there, you know, but it wasn't like how you see it here because they didn't have the internet back then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the fact that all that era there, and, man, you had guys who were, like, really beating women up like dudes, man.
Yeah, I'm fortunate to remember the days when my mom was abused by one of her male partners. It was and even at my age today, I can never get out of my head. But at the same time, we're dealing in society where men and women are being played against each other.
Yeah, I mean, because when I was a young man, my mom was dating this guy. I mean, the guy slapped the shit out my mom, dog. On luckily, it was carpet instead of tile. But you know, you have that old concrete that's underneath, mm-hmm. and it had a different colorizations inside the tile itself. Man, only thing was that was just the carpet underneath, as far as the primer carpet underneath the main carpet. And when I heard the hub body contact that floor, you know, you hear somebody getting boomed against something, mm-hmm. it's a pretty, you know, vibrational sound. Man, I went and got me a knife quick, man, out the kitchen. I'm like, man, you better raise up off. Oh, girl, bro. And I'm like a shorty, like, no smaller than this table. But he rose up because that knife was, like, right there by his face.
And you see? And you see, that action caused him at the time to have murders intended in action.
I had to call the police on that, man.
Because, listen, just like he said, you know, my mom, you know, his mom, my mom was abused, and neither one of these people got the help they need, even during them times. Unfortunately, that's some bullshit, man. Women were getting dealt with so bad, and they, you know, I mean, they had to suck it up and just go back to the same stuff. And you know, I've seen my mom get beat.
Yeah, a lot of guys voice their opinions about.
But that's for another time to say.
A lot of guys voice their opinions,
mm-hmm.
about a woman and how they should act or how they should be. And I know y'all want to be feminist free, but you have to realize, man, that as kids, we watch some of y'all. I mean, it's not y'all who are actually grown now, but your mothers, your aunties, your grandma, your cousin, a lot of us seen them got hurt, man.
Like beat down to the ground.
Yeah, blood leaking.
Teeth out your mind. Got some ticks in your ribs. And we stomped on.
Y'all got another way to sit here and bring your young pretty behind out here thinking that, you know, we owe you something? You ain't go through slavery. Oh, I don't want to hear slavery. You want to hear it anyway. Because you ain't go through it. You're going through a brink of it right now, as far as financially and psychologically. This is a laboratory. And that's what all slavery was anyway, was a laboratory. They were transferring drugs. They went after the sugar, brought to Europe. They went after opium, brought to Europe. Anything else you want to know? Cocaine, they brought to Europe too. Anything else you want to know? That's how it worked. Other than that, they didn't care about that eating stuff. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sad, you know, that y'all want to sit here and stand in line, strap on your war paint, I'm about the feminist, don't nothing else count but the feminist, it's the way we approach ourselves. No. We look at when y'all sit here, look at this. You see how every woman here smiling? When y'all go looking like this, with this right here.
Now, who is that? Like, how that happen?
When y'all go smiling and kind of blend in, when y'all go, teeth all grinning and showing. Yeah.
Yes, I ain't belong now.
You should not. And when y'all leave, guess what these people do?
Talk about that.
They talk about you.
Call y'all kind of names.
And if you
that.
Think it's a game, you think these are the last people to leave the room? No. The janitors get to hear all that garbage, man. And then look at y'all crazy. Look down on y'all. Why? Because if only you knew what they heard. But if they tell you, you can believe it anyway. But why? You on cloud 13 with all this, you know, hoopla. This is what's in your head. You on cloud 13 with this right here. That simple. You only, nothing else counts but this.
I mean, y'all don't want no more dick no more? You don't want no more man no more? You just want each other? I mean, what's going on? Like man in the equation, y'all don't even talk about trying to get a good man or, you know, you guys, you ladies don't talk about trying to build family structure. It's all about the woman and what she wants and who she is in society. But where's the family, where's the real family value that's being built between man and woman? Where is that?
You know, all this so-called macho-ness of these feminists, how come y'all can't do that when it comes to the truth, facts, and show that religion is fake? Y'all ain't going to kick on with that. Y'all going to tax freeze and that. You can sit here and do all this here. Oh, I'm tough. I'm doing this in front.
They're
letting you do this.
Your shield, and I'm a woman, and you bet not.
They're letting you do that. Or this part right here. This right here. Oh, these are agents, some of them. It's okay. But at the same token, what you going to do? You got a toy gun? What's in there, pee-pee?
And then look at, what's the reason to have a color pink? What is that? You couldn't get a standard hammer? Or you call it that one or something to make it more girly like? Like, come on, man. Yeah, that hammer, they painted it. It was painted. Like, come on. Yeah. Like, what is the mind, male thing going on here? Like, you'll buy a hammer and you'll paint it pink, and then you're going to go attack police here. Really? Like, it's delusional.
Here they are right here getting sprayed. Here they are right here getting tear gas on. Why y'all ain't got no guns? Why y'all out here in the middle of
it? Exactly. Well, you're coming out there with water pistols and confetti guns.
You see this right here?
Now, that's
that,
real.
That's getting started. That's the big difference. But you see, I don't see sisters only in here. I see some brothers mixed in here with some arsenal, too. As a matter of fact, it's like a brother here as well.
And they're actually fighting Mexican women demanding legal. They're saying legalization for abortion, class of police. Now, actually, you know, I tell you, that's such a touchy subject because even at that time, they're talking about the legalization of abortion. Listen, when someone is telling you you can't have children that you don't want and get rid of them, I mean, what? Like, are we telling them that now women are wanting? I don't get it. They're wanting to get rid of unborn children, children that they haven't even brought into this world. Where does that thought process come from? That's murder. That's a murderous intent for you to even want to kill your own fetus.
Look at this. What are y'all doing? Are y'all winning? This is y'all tough doing this?
What is that? That's football camp or something to you guys?
Y'all look like the little football.
What do y'all think y'all working out or something?
You got offense versus defense line?
I mean, look at this woman here. She got her full backpack on. She got the backpack on. And this one with the backpack. Like,
I don't look like a running back.
It look like a person over here.
Like the quarterback doing the quarterback sneak, running back or wide receiver with a fake flea flicker or fake reverse. Meanwhile, he's going to tight end coming in there.
Look at this one here, all into the camera. Cheese. Hello, cheese. You watching me? Look, I'm participating. Look, I'm pushing.
I'm going to tell you something, man. This show you how spaghetti this is. If this was so-called a riot, y'all would be bleeding on the floor, gunshots all up.
Tear gas all in your ass, eyes watering and bubbling.
And it would be a factual to what it needs to be. But we don't see y'all out here. We don't see y'all out there by yourself. You got some of the brothers out there. This is in Mexico, a Mexican riot, police clash with protesters, students. These are students.
And these men out here.
But they got weapons.
They got sticks.
They got weapons.
Probably some pistolas out there.
You know, they got some petroleum too.
Come on, man. They love. Hey, one thing I love about my Mexican brother, they'll blow up some shit.
They was here and torch a stadium down. But I mean, you know, it is what it is. Y'all say y'all in the middle of a melee. You do it, man. These people ain't hitting y'all over the head. Ain't making y'all brain leak all over the floor.
Like they did with the recent Black Lives Matter protesters all over this country.
Oh.
Mama was getting shot with a real bullet, rubber bullet, hitting the head, and everything. And they was protesting about a man, people at those times getting killed and murdered by law enforcement. And a lot of these protesters who were attacked was peaceful. Peaceful. Standing there, signs in their hand, and then all of a sudden somebody hits you, shoots you in the face from 20 yards away with a rubber bullet and bust your whole face open.
Well, meanwhile, you know, the groups out here doing the...
Yeah, like, what is this?
Everything's a part of it.
What is this? You women love party. Y'all love party. Y'all love to be loud. And we're not just talking women, but we're talking about these sets of women who run these organizations. You love being loud. You love to talk. You love brainwashing other women into doing your dirty work. Because like my man said, y'all don't do the math. Y'all just do the bamboos a whole lot of people with money, and they pay y'all to make them feel better than what they feel at the moment in time.
Buying
into a club.
For real. That's another thing. You can't sit here and get upset when somebody check you with your action. Because as soon as somebody start talking about how you did, all right, for instance, if you were in school, teacher said you got the answer wrong. Even the copper attitude of the teacher, you're just going to go back in the lab and work on that. Why can't you do the same thing with this? Why? Because they filled your head with, like, for instance, look at this here. Welfare rights organization. Welfare. Our children go to bed hungry and get up hungry.
Where's the men?
Well, not just that.
Where? Right.
Not just that, but, King, if you take a look at it, and this is right here, nationwide organization. It says welfare rights. I haven't ran into the word woman yet. See the difference between them back then and y'all selfishness now?
Yeah, back then that meant something different, totally different.
As a matter of fact, there's actually a brother here holding up his
corner.
Yeah,
then that looked like a native
right there.
That's a native.
They go brother with some shade.
So this was a
youngster right there, a teenager.
Yeah, so this was everybody.
Everybody pitching in.
For the welfare of people who are going hungry, children who are going hungry.
But where was the feminist group at for this? Where was the feminist group? With the Panthers was already putting in work as far as, you know, kind of feeding them babies and everything and educating them babies.
They had the schooling and everything set up for them children.
How'd you get your WIC program? Who do you think started that? But do y'all feminist group, y'all gonna pull out this John Wayne woman and everything else, or, you know, or whoever else? But you know, at the end of the day, the sisters that you just saw, the people you just saw, y'all don't, you know, pull them up. Y'all don't see him go in. Y'all don't go in at all.
Who do y'all actually help? Is there any information on who these people actually help?
Let's pull
it up. Yeah, because, you know, I don't want y'all to think that, you know what I'm saying, we clapping on these set of people for nothing. How about that? Let's see the real good that they do. Because obviously they don't come to the rescue for women who actually need them, who are killing their children.
Let's see if y'all help the poor community. Let's see if y'all help the poor community. Okay, here go one right here. Women in the world, women in poverty, chapter one. I don't even know about chapter one. I didn't know an article that says you help out. So let's go on up to the news.
That's something that you actually run and as an organization and do.
do for yourself. Not pitching in, throwing in pennies. No, we ain't talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
We talking about something that you actually hit yourselves and run.
Mm. A lot of different type of women, rights group, help out, help poor community. Ever in another net. 15 organizations helping women around the world.
Okay, but that's not them. That says 15 organizations. Now, we talking about the women's rights group. That's projects you should know about helping women out. See, there is nothing. There's nothing.
What is this? They are a community-based grassroots type of organization that do their thing as far as to what, though? Because you are doing what in the neighborhood are you doing? Don't just show me your pretty little smile. For I don't even know all that, okay? I didn't know how you help, how you aid. How can I send some stuff to help you aid, brother?
You're saying helping women out of poverty. That's it? Nobody else?
Helping them out of poverty?
But listen, that what does that mean?
How did y'all help this? How did y'all help them?
And how did you help the other people? And the other people? And the other people?
How did y'all help them, the girl? Y'all on here, you know, pretty
y'all, they love doing side bets.
Where y'all at?
They sound like they love doing side bets. They side bets. You know what I mean? They don't come into the bed and say, look, you know what I'm saying? I'm putting this on the bed. They want a side bet and put in their little coin and say, hey, I was here.
I attended.
That's
it's like matter of fact, when you went to school, you saw a nice move, whatever. The next day you went to school, or that weekend, and that Monday you went to school. Hey, you seen that movie? Did you see this? Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I went because I went. I belong.
That don't mean you paid attention. That don't mean you did A, B, and C. You just attended. And see, this is all we're finding. We're only finding that they attend things. Nothing that they hate personally themselves, nothing but the organization that they claim, which is
mm-hmm.
a women's right group. Other than that, they have nothing out there that they hate for themselves that help people.
I mean, look at
they it. They sound better.
It says the organization, okay, help women in Ghana starting a business. See, that's the problem with you. You go from this right here. The cause helping women out of poverty to now here we are helping women in Ghana starting business.
Like that's
please tell me psychologically how you helping.
That's
please tell me psychologically how you helping. These are murder cases, man.
Go ahead. That's pretty.
When it comes to helping the community, and this is what I mean by master building, we have to deal with the thought process that it starts with both. You can't just go to the mother. You can't just go to the father. If there's truly a saving of family, and families, especially when they are still somewhat together or something, why aren't you women reaching out to these people and forming a real
crisis group? Yeah, man.
Why not?
Not that stuff the city have. No.
I mean, hell, you can.
They just want a dollar.
Right, but I can go online and call. If I'm about to kill myself, that's a hotline right now. I can call and talk to a bitch who will tell me, hey, look, don't you?
There'd be about 20 cops coming over here ready
to right now to bicker rack my ass. You hear me? If you don't know what that means, have me drugged up to the moon.
And then he go to the hospital and he got to get evaluated psychologically.
So if they got that for people, I mean, talking about people who got alcoholism, even if you can't quit smoking, they got a hotline for that, man. So why don't you female feminist group have anything for these other women and men? Y'all still like men, don't you?
They can have it for the women for all I care. My point is the fact that they're not doing it.
They're not.
You're advertising a style and a way of living and a custom. Okay, when does that custom have a self-defense? When does that custom go the extra mile for its own prototypes? Y'all don't. Y'all don't. This thing here go from trying to save a person out of poverty to, oh, help start a business. Oh, why? So they part of this conglomerate thing here? For $10, create a loan for a woman to buy a bowl of shrimp. Really? Which she can dry and sell for a profit. Really, that's what it's about. Oh, $25, employ a local student to interview potential buyers or borrowers. What do we keep borrowing? Money. For what? What are we going to do with it? And then we can't put you in debt.
And keep you in debt to them as well.
Yeah.
Because, see, listen, this organization is being side hustle. They don't put up no big money. They use it. It's just like any business, any organization, depending on how they run things, they get money from you. You fund all the stuff that they need to get done and put food on their table and keep their lights and rent paid.
It says right here, provide $50 for provide business training to 25 female guns and entrepreneurs. Okay, that's fine. You're an entrepreneur. You're a businesswoman. That's fine. You got out of the poverty. That's fine. It worked for you. What about them? Ain't work for her. I ain't worried about him. I could block him all day. What about her? How I work for her? Is she an entrepreneur?
Could have been. Probably was.
But listen to y'all, look what happened.
She trying to stay young. Instead of enlightening herself and getting more knowledge and learning stuff, she trying to stay young and vibrant for this old mother.
And obviously the dude, you know, he took advantage of her. But again, what groups out there that help the sister? And trust me, man, you ain't got to have a group out there that going to just hate men. You can have it to where, okay, X, Y, Z. Hold up. Okay, yeah, we're back on. Sorry about that, folks. So again, okay, we're back on the Facebook too. Okay, so again, the thing that catches our attention, like I said, these are just instances where the mother is killing the daughter. There's some instances now where we bring it up where the daughter kills the mother. But these are people who trying to fit into y'all world. Y'all using them to exterminate each other because y'all females based everything off competition. And yeah, it is a y'all female because y'all do compete. It's okay. I can't knock it. Competition is in nature. So it's cool, but how you assess it on your peoples, that's something you need to check. But it's a group out there that's doing this corruptive thing, and then now we start to see based on all these historical events that there are things out there that's making people react this way, and we know what's going on, okay? I'm not going to go into this YouTube one because of, well, you know, I'm not going to heck with it. All right, here go one word. This is why I didn't want to go into it because of the commercials. But,
and the girl's own father said they tried it for being in the house before the killing. So what was wrong here? It's killing stories for the murder. Lisa actually at the police house with her full head to her. What we say this is the face of a killer. And that 18-year-old Isabella Guzman alleged victim is her own mother. 47-year-old Ruby Boyd Scotty, the center of what investigators call a bloody crime scene in this Aurora, Colorado home. Police say Guzman stabbed Boyd 79 times.
Mm.
The home.
She also stole
officers, undercover police, discovered the suspect in a nearby parking lot. In a police affidavit, investigators say the girl's stepfather, Brian Hoy, saw and allegedly found his stepdaughter standing with a knife over her mother's bloody body. Cruz's biological father tells ABC News station KMTH he spoke with his daughter earlier that day. The topic of conversation, her troubled relationship with her mother.
I still can't believe it. I thought that I made progress, but I was making nothing. I thought it didn't happen.
Prosecutors say in the days leading up to Union's brutal murder, Guzman allegedly yelled at her and spit in her face, and reportedly via email sent a clear message, "You will pay." A teenager who looks more like a model than a murder suspect now behind bars.
Yeah, that makeup. That looking perfect. All that. Where y'all at with it, man?
Yeah, dressing up these women with your junk and your mind control. Stay beautiful. Hang out. Party. Be fascinated. Be you. Family oriented. That's not being a woman of substance and you trying to make women look of leisure and go and smell.
Man, boy, look at here. I don't care how funky or such the attitude is. Man, you better park it. You better park it. I don't care how pretty a girl is or your shell of a body is. Time gonna eat you up. You better park it too. We can go on and on. I'm going to go with a little bit more things. We can go on and on about how all this stuff here, this girl.
Don't die. What? Do it gracefully, huh? Do it gracefully.
Where y'all at for this girl, man? She's still alive. Her mom dead, but she's still alive. Y'all hardcore feminists, y'all doing this type of, you know, sitting stands and social behavior. I see all these women in the background all grouped up. That's nice. Ooh. Y'all feel strong, and, you know, when you're united. Good. Unite for her. Unite for her.
Because having a pretty face ain't worth having a rotten mind. Could look pretty, but
you turn yourself into a killer. Y'all convert these women into killers. If they don't have their way, they'll kill their kids, or damn it, the kids gonna kill them with the mom.
And a lot of that right now.
Excessively happening.
On both things. Children killing parents, and parents killing children.
Excessively happening.
Especially on you holding me back from being my true self. I want to express myself and da-da-da-da-da. But if your mother and father, whoever you may be with, if they are rules where and not even rules, just the way of life. Like, can't be 14 years old running the street with all your heavy makeup on and you're hanging out with people that are 5 and 10 years older than you. You can't be doing that.
Well, here's another one right here, the murder of D.D. Blanchard. That's another one. This is in 2015, Springfield. Okay, a gypsy and her mother was away at a doctor's appointment. After they had returned home, Dee Dee had gone to sleep and went to the Blanchard house. And that must be Dee, that's her name, Dee Dee Blanchard. Okay, so Gold John then stabbed Dee Dee several times in the back while she was asleep. So let's go and find out who. Oh, we got two people arrested here. The reason, man, to me, I don't really get into. I look at the surrounding action because you can't, a flower or a plant ain't going to grow unless it has the right setting. And if that setting ain't there, I mean, you know, what then? And here it is right here, two brothers. Killed them all. Young boys. Killed them all. Because they were, and they look Grand Theft Auto World. But you wonder why we just sit here and see kids bullying their mom, white kids bullying their mom, or Caucasian kids bullying their mom, and what happened? Their parents don't do nothing. They let them dog them out. Then all of a sudden the child get violent against the parent. I see that all the time in store. Get violent with the parent. Oh, I done messed up here. Okay. So, I mean, you know, the issue itself, the more we, you know, move it to what we're trying to address to the people, is that the fact that you have stories out there that y'all are scared to touch, don't want to talk about, don't bring up, but the same token, you know, we want to beat around the bush on how things get late. So, I mean, you know, you have several, and matter of fact, when I was in New Jersey, I remember a girl stabbed her mom in the eye, in the face, like 3 times. Stayed right across the street from me. But I didn't see no feminist group come out there on the block. I ain't seen none of y'all holding your meetings while you, you know, having your little teacup soiree.
No representation.
Y'all can sit here and have your little cafe soiree or however you want to call yourself, getting
moving,
high off of
it's
it.
It's a moving party.
But,
street to street. Yeah. It's a moving party. Make noise, collect money, and keep it moving. It's a street party. That's how they move. Like they state, like they're party goers in the street. Loud, obnoxious, and demanding money and made up right to a point.
A New York mom found dead in the kitchen was allegedly killed by the teen's daughter, boyfriend visiting for the holiday. Look at that. Look at
it. Wow. Shot and killed in the kitchen in upstate New York late December. On Thursday, police in Greece, New York announced that they have two suspects busted next to the person. And her boyfriend ripped on Jeff.
That means she had him whipped. She had him whipped.
Already.
She had him whipped.
Already.
And whatever she said, you know, she say he gonna jump for it. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're both each charged with second degree murder and second degree criminal, but that was criminal possession of a weapon. Police allege that the pair shot Pierce in the head twice. She double tapped her own mom.
Yeah.
At her home near Royston. In the kitchen. Rochester. In the kitchen.
So you know what that mean? That mean that the boy was probably struggling with her first. And then she came from behind him and finished it off with the gun. Yeah. These are daughters hating mothers. We all said some things about the mother hating the daughter, but these are daughters killing mothers. But, you know, I don't see y'all for it. I don't see y'all parading for her. I don't see y'all, you know, doing your thing for her. I don't see none of that. I don't see y'all marching like the get along gang.
Travel party. They're a travel party. That's all they do. Make noise, make signs, spray paint stuff, and just.
What's this?
What are you doing? Like,
what is this?
Tell me what do you actually do for other people?
What the color green mean?
Green, red, purple. Y'all all. And I get it. Rainbow Coalition. I get it.
More like St. Patrick's Day. I get it.
They wear all the colors of the fake rainbow.
I mean, you got to be kidding me, yo. Found dead, shot, cannon twice, and y'all ain't got no heart to bring it up. No, we ain't going to bring it up. We'll let you bring it up. Only you can do this. We ain't gonna do this.
Oh, excuse me. They don't get those kinds of stories. Yeah, they
don't like that attention.
Stories. Yeah, they don't get that.
They don't like that. Yeah, they want something that works for attention. That's how that works. As long as it's attention, woo, talk about it. Ooh, I'm going to be on your thing, girl. Ooh, I'm going to support you, girl. Teen kills mother for not divorcing father.
What kind of mind frame are these people are getting to make these kinds of decisions? No one talks anymore. Not saying these people haven't had discussions, but think about it. A rash decision is made, and death is like, come on, you kill your mom. Let's even go back to the young girl. She probably couldn't have sex in the house. Her mother probably told her, hey, no sex in the house with your boyfriend, and probably called her not having sex and probably went off on her.
You work on your schoolwork.
Probably so, yeah.
Y'all want people to see him grow fast because you need more members. And now here it is, this girl on the team bought the rest of her life. She's going to bust the cap of her mama's head twice. It's against the fit y'all the life.
And don't coach with the young man, and he done got sucked into
a murder too.
A murder too, and now his life is over.
And his parents mad at him. And mad at him. See the devastation y'all come. Somebody done went through birth having the children, and y'all be like the wolves. You come and take them away from the family. There it is. There it is. Here's another one here. A U.S. mom killed while a daughter takes first day of Zoom lesson. Look at that. Now, let's see here. The shooting occurred on Tuesday at 8 o'clock local time in Indiantown, Florida. That ain't far from here. Okay? And it was witnessed by five other children in the home. The suspect, 27-year-old man, was arrested after fleeing on a bike. Where he going and how far he gonna get? I don't know. Okay. Then you had the female, the mother, 32,
Maribel,
was killed in front of four of her own children.
Oh my God.
And two young cousins.
According to Mom Connie Sheridan. That's a lot of people to be look at. This is horrible. This is not where the thought process should be. These women are being bamboozled and tricked to being, you can't, the fountain of youth only exist in the way you take care of yourself in and out. You can't find the partner you can make of body augmentation and all these surgeries and stuff. Women are much more than a object. You have to be stronger in your willingness to fit in.
You know, it says right here that the girl's teacher heard arguing and was able to mute before the fatal shot was fired. She was able to mute. Lady, you gonna help out? No, why? Right there in her own home. Was killed in front of kids. It's a sad man, but you know, y'all can sit here and hop on your little stage and feel good about how you want to feel good and get your ego going. XYZ. Sheesh, man. You got another one. They got another one. All right? They got another one. Arkansas woman murdered by the same person who murdered her 23-year-old.
23 years ago.
Oh, okay. Her mother. Wow, he calls her. Oh, Arkansas woman murdered by the same man person who murdered her mother 23
years ago. Now, see, if
that ain't coming
back for your ass in time, I don't know what it is.
Jeez.
Don't tell me he dated, she was dating this guy.
Jeez. Almost 23 years after Arkansas' mother was murdered by a 16-year-old, the convicted killer allegedly killed her daughter. How? Police said.
Well, it was 23 years ago, so he probably served some juvie time. And got out, he was 16 years old. And depending on where this happened at, the laws are different. This was in Maryland.
Mm. We were saying something about Crittenden County. Where is that at? Yeah, Maryland.
Maryland
Monroe. Okay, what was that with it? I mean, I got that threw me off for a nice little loop there. Okay, leave the property. Okay, that's nice. All right. Authorities found the body of a 63-year-old inside the house, and the alleged killer body was his body. Was recovered from the water. Both bodies were sent to state medical examiner office for determination of cause of death. Police located a possible suspect who jumped from an upstairs window and ran to a vehicle that he drove across the yard and got stuck in the yard at the Snowden house. The suspect then jumped from the car. He did, this man had athletic. Jumped from the car and ran and jumped into the lake. There you go. There you go. Drowned. And he was obviously ongoing underwater and never came back up. He drowned. That's why.
Couldn't swim.
Police identified the killer as a 39-year-old Travis, who was on parole since 2018 for the September killing murder in 1996 of the mother and another relative. Gee whiz, man. Two? The mother and another relative.
So you don't kill
three
of the same family. Hey, listen, he was dealing with somebody in that family. You just don't kill three people of the same family without having some kind of connection to them.
Mm.
Nonetheless, when he killed the mom, and I'm sure the story will give us more insight, because I don't mean to be speculating like so, but, you know, that sounds like he was tied with somebody in that family. He was dealing with somebody. Something was wrong.
Lewis, who was 16 at the time and was tried as an adult for the murder alleged killed McKay inside the same crime scene from 23 years ago. Mm. They stayed in the house all that time? Wow, but what a stuff is that? What all that? It's liberation. Yeah. We fought. Y'all just want to talk. Oh,
a traveling party. That's all y'all are. A traveling party.
Oh.
A bunch of loud women who have no real respect for life because you. How can you abort? And I get it. You know, women have children pregnant from men
all kind of stuff. But who, but who made you judge, jury, and executioner on get rid of your children, and then you want to get mad and who cloud when people telling y'all like what the, that doesn't make sense to want to get rid of your own, like how can, how, and once again I comprehend a lot of the things that they went through with women and being raped and having children from people that don't rape them, and it's psychologically damaged. It fucked you up. I get it. But how can you be murdered, like, and then continue to spill? And I know you people know about these stories and hear these news, and you continue to hear about stuff like this, and you
don't bring it up.
You don't bring it up. You have nothing there to suppress it or anything.
Don't bring it up.
You don't. There's nothing. But yet you want to crowd up the streets, hold up people from getting to their jobs, and be all in the way. For me, I'm personally, when I'm ready to eat, I don't want to see no crowd of people in front of me. I want your ass out my way. But where you at? Where are you? You're nowhere. You're ghost.
That's a good name to call him, ghost in the shit.
You're loud and ghostly.
Don't want to get nothing to count it for. And you know what? I'm sick of telling you women out there hustling your kids.
That's what they do.
I mean, I don't see several videos now where some of you moms or your relatives of these people or the children, and you taking a picture of them by they slaving and working hard. Man, help that person out. The one thing you can teach a child at best the most right now, oh, I'm teaching responsibility. No, you ain't. You're teaching the person that's doing all the work, or you're just sitting there not doing nothing. Help out. Show them teamwork. Other than that, they're going to learn it from their coach. And you don't like how they learn from their coach or from any kind of sports thing, because why? They're going to yell at them.
You can't be soft all the time when you're trying to get stuff across. And that doesn't mean you got to beat them into it. You have to be steadfast and firm about the direction that you want them to go.
That's it. That's it. All right. We're going to dig into probably two more if you got time for it. An Australian mom allegedly stabbed 100 times, beheaded by demon daughter. Ooh, look at this here. Look at this here.
I'm sure that demon, the way they describe it, I couldn't know what she was dealing with. The demon had.
Okay, let's get into it then. An Australian woman repeatedly stabbed and beheaded her mom, who paid nearly $2,000 for an exorcism to vanquish the demon from her daughter. Wow.
From her Texas Chainsaw Massacre obsessed daughter, prosecutor said to.
See what the idiot about to do? How'd she learn about Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
A whole different can of worms.
It had to have been watching that TV. That's where it came from.
And her mind is challenged, obviously, in no other way.
But who was the one that bought the TV?
Mother
bought the TV. Mama knows best about it. But see, this is what I mean. Y'all want to sit here and, you know, X, Y, Z it. I'd rather kick the man out of the picture now. You don't know if this daughter going to sit here and kill you. Because you've got so much backed up information in it that you called, that you lied about. X, Y, Z. Now, I ain't saying that this woman here deserved to die. Because I don't know the whole entire story of the whole, you know, relationship. But let's just be honest here. And, you know, we could dig into some more here. Gruesome details emerged on the first day of, I want to say her name. Well, I'll say her first name. Jessica murder trial. As the prosecutor recalled how her mom, Rita, was desperate to get her daughter help. The accused said that she wanted to give the deceased a taste of her own medicine. Wow. You see that? You see, I just brought it up, revenge. A taste of her own medicine. Wow. A taste of her own making. You keep y'all keep on your babies away from the dad. You keep on with that. You keep on with it. Why would that child do these?
You're destroying the other part of the child's upbringing. Literally, the upbringing is what children are missing. Since now we're in this new COVID era, it's tearing us apart. Children are missing the father, the mother, and we need to bring this to fruition.
Mm.
You guys got to do better, you groups out there, you women groups. You got to do better.
I don't see y'all pumping the fist for this. That lady got shanked 100 times and then got her neck separated from her body.
Hold head, go.
All this got sliced off. Where you see that chain was, it ain't there no more.
And mind you, she had to cut through her spinal cord and everything.
All that. All that.
Neck bone and all.
Well, in about 10 seconds, the blog talking is going to end, but we're still going to be live facing. So I just want to round some things up. But it's 10 seconds left for the show. There's a little overtime that is no longer on the live feed. But, however, it is on an overtime session. So just because the time is not showing itself, it is still counting as we now see it doing. But long story short, it's still on a live record for those who are listening. Like I said, the phones will be back up for it again. We just in the process because of all this different type of exposure going on with the COVID, we have to be very cautious on what type of facility we are able to use for that kind of purpose. But nonetheless, we're going to also have some extra lines open as well because I had to get another phone activated for that purpose as well too. But nonetheless, back to what we were saying about this young lady who stabbed her mom 100 times, and then shot the head. Now, mind you, here's what the mother did. The mother was quoted more than 3,600 by a she-wolf, okay,
what?
Medium to get the demon out of her.
So she had another demon. Had to get another demon.
Okay. She paid, and you got me. I'm thinking that's what it is because it says, you know, she quote more than 3,600 by a she-wolf.
Yeah,
so obviously I'm thinking the she-wolf is probably the one who performed the act of removing the exit. I guess that's what I'm presuming because. Yeah, I believe that long too. But to no avail. She paid $1,837, but never got any service. I believe she was desperate for anything to help her, a family friend testified. The bloodbath happened late at night on July 20th, 2019. So the thing is, it's just a couple, about a year and a half ago. About a year and a half ago. So the thing we have to look at is, who's there for these people to voice these stories on? Y'all not doing that. Y'all gonna sit here and play this, we are the world, we women count only, or we gonna have our Betty Boo groups, or we hire this and hire that with the chakras, or, you know, y'all forgot about the 60s, huh? Y'all forgot about the brothers in all up in here with you. Here you go, dad right here holding his daughter. Y'all forgot about the big old boy right here on the end next to the sister. Y'all ain't putting the brothers in there. Oh, this is for the women's only. No, forget that, man. Forget that. This ain't no high school. Oh, hey, Sheila, come to the bathroom with me. This ain't middle school. Oh, Rebecca, come to the bathroom with me. That's all this garbage is showing me. This ain't old repetitious stuff I see in school. And y'all exploiting it. Y'all exploiting it. Now you got people getting killed over. And y'all don't bring me stories. Why? Because it'll fall right back on y'all. It'll fall right back on y'all with this me, myself, and these new looks. You know what? Here's the problem. Here you got a sister here with a bathrobe. You see an afro on her? No. You see an afro on this one? No. You see an afro on here? No. What you see number straight here? You dig? What you see over here? What you see over here? The sisters are rocking everything, not just one thing. Big difference. And you have big girls out here, and they mobile too. Look how big bone this sister is. Play with it, man. That girl punch you in your chest. You'll feel it.
You'll feel it tomorrow.
Y'all right here pumping your fist in this little image. Man, y'all won't even hit a fly. You won't even hit a fly. Big difference. Big difference in the sisters in the stick. And we can go ahead and pull them on up. We can pull them on up. We can pull them on up. And let's see who you see the most behind on it. You will see Caucasian women is the one that's rigging it up. Is the one that started. Period, point blank. The beginning of feminism. Here it is, 1963. The Guardian. There you go. I don't see no sister here with no afro, man. What y'all doing? I don't see no ching ching here. I don't see no person from India.
No Spanish.
I don't see
no Spanish,
no nothing. But I see people getting played right now. You see, y'all can sort of sneak this in, but because you're sneaking this in, don't mean that that group was into what they was into. You see. So you guys understand that you may have some sisters who was rocking the Afro trying to sit here and portray like they was, you know, into the Panthers movement. But if you was into the Panther movement, your feminist sister, you'd have been like this, called down with weapons. You see, you've been up there on the scene. You see, not pretending. Understand that. Understand that these sisters was back here learning martial arts. Here he is holding the flag with a brother right here. And a youngster right here. Understand that. A sister right here. But understand that. They kept the protocol in play, man. You just do our sisters only, feminists only. No, they love their brothers. And you can tell they did. They had time for that goofy garbage stuff that, you know, y'all want to sit in. If women only, feminists only, they wasn't just talking, man. They were doing this. Also, while the brothers was doing this. They was on the battlefield together. They didn't separate, is what I'm saying. They didn't separate. Here goes a sister right here with her fist up in the air, but she knows she got more additional protection. It ain't just sisters only. It's brothers here to sit here and not mess up somebody if they want to go there with. But y'all, who are women only? It ain't nobody else but us. Really? Who you see right here holding it down with the brother? Organized. You see her? You see her? You see she was out here, was she saying feminist? No, because she was busy organizing. She had to help get, you know, teenagers and brothers out of gunfire and young sisters out of gunfire. Cops was killing back then, man. Like they're killing now. But what y'all about with this right here? The me, myself, and I. Who you trying to be like? The same thing these people doing? The same thing that, you know, y'all doing that. Only thing is, with this group over here, they ain't care for all that march. They had their signs up, and guess what? The brothers were strapped in the back. And you wonder why they had the gun to back it up. Just like why, what, you got brothers with guns today. You know, understand? They going to hold it down because somebody going to come in there with heavy artillery, man. You already had the MPs mess up stuff. Here are the brothers here. In the background. You see? And here go a line of brothers right here cheering on. Got a few sisters in the crowd too. But they, man, it ain't all that women's rights stuff on. Ain't all that going on. You can forget that. So I want you to get a clear cut understanding that in the 60s you had all this WWE going on here with the Caucasian. Whereas on the brother's side, here you see them all lined up.
Young children, all that.
That's why the other one I show you, the other sister, her, the girl daddy holding her up. But where y'all at? Women, man, look here. Who's WWE in all this? WWE. Big difference. This we're doing the same time. You can tell by the vehicles it was. But don't ever get it twisted, sister. Don't ever get it twisted. That your ancestors would not sit here and bring somebody from out the grave to come check you. And trust me, there's sisters out there that will check you. And they'll come and get some brothers too to help clock you. So we ain't got time for no sell out and all that kaya to the maya. Believe that. So all I can say on that note, man, you know, if you got all these brothers out here who went through a whole lot of melee, and only to come decades later, we at the point where, you know, you got some selfish women out there that are feminist, but meanwhile, you ain't reporting. Get out of my face. That's why I must ever call you either narcotic or guck. Either you talk like you own it, or you just a small fish in a big pond. You don't even know what's going on. So again, the womenism thing is all fashionism because here's what they was doing. Husband wasn't around, so guess what? They finna wear this right here like they in Russia. You understand? Miss Santa Claus outfit and everything. And here we look, Avon lady outfit here as well. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you had women who were trying to sit here and mimic these other type of behavior that the other cultures was doing. You see, who you see dressing like this and, you know, sticking their chest out, the sisters now today dress like this. Y'all dress like this spooky garbage be spooking the hell out of me. I don't know if it's from Captain Kirk or what, but all of them wearing boots, officer boots, just like y'all wear them high heel boots, like y'all want to, you know, control a man and tear him up like he your personal slave. That's how you got it. Who you mimicking? Who you copying? There it is right there. Hey, we're going to Morbid. The 60s right here. Here you go. Fashion style. That's what you copy. That's what you're trying to be like. Here you go. A man chasing a woman. That's what you want. While you just sitting there getting old, collecting dust. That's what you want. Fashion is
like some kind of treasure. Oh,
you tell me one sister in any neighborhood who wear some weird garbage like this, man. You let me know, man. I guarantee you, that's another girl. This right here.
For real, man.
What you got on, man? Get out the hood. What's wrong with you? But this how they gonna turn this stuff into fashionist. That's all it is fashion. And guess what? Just like this was popping back then, it ain't popping no more now. And you wonder why they dress in the weird stuff. You wonder why they sit here dressing the weird stuff they dress in. So at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to wrap this up, but I just wanted you to get a clear-cut understanding that, hey, man, if you're going to sit here and start these groups, you need to go all the way on in, not going the way you feel like, well, it ain't how you do it. No, you just sit here playing games and chipping. But on that note, Master Billy, you got anything you want to drop off before I close this thing on now?
Yeah. I just like to say, the difference that is of women, when they are not only just financially, but when they are in crisis where not only their mental health is involved, but the mental health and well-being of their family. Look, ladies, there is no family still complete without a man. If you guys can't get along with men, then what are you going to get along with?
Mm.
You can't make a life. Do more for the individuals that belong to your group. And you don't even want them in. Do more. And then we'll shut up.
And on that note, the Master Billy has dropped the final conclusion. My whole thing is preparation. But if you're going to sit here and holler out some garbage and avoid other things that's associated to that topic, I mean associated to it. And, you know, we have an issue here. You just, you know, you play these little games and you're trying to sit here and just waste your time of something later on not to go by. Next thing you know, you're going to have women hating women. You're already hating us. And what's next? Death? Better think about it. Time will tell. It's your big brother, your little brother, Dolomite Dothan, hollering at you. Say, hey, we're going to hit you back up again on Thursday to give you some more of that understanding and to make that brain rotate in a way you ain't never seen it rotate before. So on that note, Master Biller, I appreciate you for coming in.
It was a pleasure.
And anybody else out there who wants to more or less, you know, meet up with us on the show or even try to, you know, question us or even want to sit in and put the spotlight on us, it don't matter.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't hard.
We got questions too. We don't know everything. We want to know what y'all want to know. We want to hear what y'all got. Because it's always questions of getting
them. Pretty much. And that brings wisdom. Words of wisdom, baby. And on that note, we're going to be out. We'll catch y'all again this Thursday on some other things. But I just wanted to hit this up because I had, you know, a few situations where the sisters want to know what's going on. The brothers want to know what's going on. So, like, you know what? I'm going to just go ahead and put a video out there on both and y'all just, you know, let it marinate. But on that note, we'll be back here again Thursday. And we'll be back at you again with that Asian invasion. Chopper style, baby.
Peace.
We out. Shut this up. That can end.